Milvach Shabbos in the middle of Simit Shin Tezvav, the halachas of things that are forbidden because of oil. Siv Yud Beis, in the bottom of page 248. Hanukta Parech, if someone spreads out a curtain, okay, it's about something similar like that. Circle, he has to be careful as we continue to have Kof Chof Hei Marav. Shlo Yasa oil b'shosha noite. You shouldn't make oil when he's spreading it out. The vikar there from Hiparech is Gidol, if it's a large curtain. Toilos Tishnaim, two people should hang it up. Avalach Rasa, but one person is forbidden. The Maisa Kila Shishla Gagi, if it was a canopy that has a roof, it might go nice, you cannot stretch it out. But Avalach Rasa, even 10 people. Shayef Shishla, you take my Malach, it's not possible, it's not going to be elevated from the ground. A little bit, but to also oil array, and the person's gonna be making a temporary oil which is forbidden. Says the Mishmaru Sivkot Mem Gimel. Hanoite Pereches. Calls the Hulashna Ramah. This is all the words of the Ramah. Must really, he holds the Avshim, Mistame Yeshla Chud Mibbe'er Shabbos, Shitalubahan, although presumably there are threads that are attached with from before Shabbos that it's hanging from. The Lavochi, because if not, Oslat Laisel, the Dieter Khan Rami, now let hang it. Come in Shikaz, but Shokanarach, like he said, Besipyud Alf, Besipyud. Falachi, even so, it's Rachli Zor, one has to be careful regarding this, which the Shard Sinners in the Alf says, the Ram goes Lashitas, that he holds that when the fold is a width of a Tevach, then the Chutta Mashicha does not help, which is not the case, according to Rash and the Rosh and the Torah, that they hold that, yeah, Chutta Mashicha is always effective, then you wouldn't have to be concerned. But according to Ramam, one has to be concerned. As you continue to Sivkot Memdal, where what do you have to be careful? That you don't make oil b'shosha naita when you're spreading it out. In other words, the b'shosha is a bit less when you're busy hanging it. Derechu, the norm is shemeskabel ma'at midach, but some of it from the width will get folded. Then yeah, kevel tefach, if the fold is a hand breadth, how about the oil? You just created oil. Which, as the Sharet Sinlosin Bez says, that's from Labush of Surad, which is from the Magen Avraham. He writes also that even though it's not tight, that is, the place where it's folding is not hard, that it should be considered as a place of roof, as the Magen Avraham writes in them, the Rambam and Simon Shanav, Sivkot and Halv. However, since he's intending to make a mechitza to spread out the curtain, that makes it a situation that's worse. Continues the Mishabur Sivkot and Memhei. So therefore, if he's hanging a big pareches, Toil Nes Yashnaim, two people should hang it. Why? Two people could hang it up in a way that it doesn't fold over. Which is not the case by one person. The Sharet Sinai Nun Gimel says, and even though he's not attending for this, but default, we have to say that he holds that it's inevitable, which is the teich, it's pushing it. Says the Sharet Sinai, Lulad Mistafina Habamina, if I wasn't afraid, I would say that this teaching is the teaching of Rav Nigmar according to Ran, that Goyd is Pareches, and it's possible because Rav goes Lashitas, the Nafchav Beis, that he holds, Dabashin Meskaban Azasa, even if it's unintentional, it's going to be forbidden. But it says, according to this, it would be difficult on the Ram, who passed like this halacha, we hold Dabashin Meskaban is Mutter, but it's unintended, if it's not Psychration, it's actually Mutter. So Sharet Sinai remains with a question on that point. But continues the Mishnah Berurah, says, "Mitamis for this reason, Yeshnu Nung Tzas, some hold back a little bit. Listen, Parechas B'Shabbos, not to hang up a curtain on Shabbos, because you might run into this problem. Sivkot Memvav, and if it was a kila, Hainu Yudia Perusa Melmal Alizadavu, you have a curtain that's spread out above something. Benasikin Talis Kavod, it's like a folded talis. Shabian B'Sibyud that we explained Yud and Sibyud and Ma'ariv. It's Tumah B'Shakurch LaChud B'Meshiv B'Bayim, and it's wrapped in it a thread or a string from before Shabbos. Dumi the Parechas the Ibe Mekar. Someone to the curtain they were speaking about before. The Tzarchel Das Ram that you need according to Ramashi like Karachud B'Bayim that you have to have a thread hanging in it from wrapped in it from before Shabbos. Because all like Rizab B'Sibyud. Well, Alchem Sam. Therefore, he concludes Sheish LaGag that has a roof. Hain Yeshdi Al Kapam Agog Rechav Tevach that has at least a roof with a tevach. But Koshkin all the Moshe Eichas Agog Rechav Harbe. For sure, if the roof is even wider than that, because the Einu Lamal Rechav because if it does not have a width of a tefach, then we hold the mutter lefarz l'kolam, and according to them, you would be allowed to hang it. When it has a thread or a string wrapped in it from before Shabbos. But if it does have a gag, then you cannot spread out even with 10 people. Why? It's not possible you're not going to be elevating a little bit from the ground and making oil right. Still, what it means to say is the leinemet that don't say heichashakil hiduchava where the canopy is wide. Shekolecha yikshur ragzavus akila like solom that each one will just tie the corner of the canopy to the wall. Venisha emtzakilu menachal karka that you'll just have the middle of the canopy laying on the ground. The ancient oil alone it's not going to have any more oil. And that kamashmas we're telling you that no, it's not possible. It's not going to be elevated a little bit from the ground, and then you make an oil right. Sivid gimel beged shoshet chlam piachovas lachasis a garment that's spread out on the opening of a barrel to cover it. Lo yishlechen al pnei kulei. Once you're not spread out on the entire surface, meshem oil because making oil. Elinich tzas men megula. Rather leave a little bit of it uncovered. V'han mila. When we say this, as we continue to page 250, k'shakuba pidush the kli is chaser a tefach is missing a tefach. Aval mein lachaser a tefach mutter, but it's not missing a hand breadth. It's permitted to ink on oil because there's no oil. Says meshbru simkot memchas that if you're spreading out a garment al piachovas v'hulu on the opening of a barrel, etc. Don't do it on the whole thing because you're running meshem oil problem about oil. Now, after the Sherlock Hafsakate, I'll give a key. What is it? What's the oil? You're not making the walls, as the Mishmur says. We know you're permitted to put a pot back onto a stove. But that's the Mishmur that you're making the oil. Because because the walls were already there from beforehand. So although you have the walls, like at least in their ovens, and then it's like open, and your pot covers the whole the top, you're not making oil because the walls were already made before that. Well, because that's such oil, income, and oil is not intending to make oil. That's just by default. You put a pot on the top, it's covering it. Ain't no, so that's not forbidden. El miyasa mechitzah gamkin. All of you making partitions also, you can namasab gimel mishabru, which you're not because the mechitzah were there before. So why here is it problematic? What you can say is hoiva kuba ruchabiyus medai, since the barrel here is very wide. Nasiko, it's made like oil. It's a magid rama named Tais in the Rab. Well, please, according to this, Mashikos with Shulchan Aruch says that the Shulchan Aruch writes the word barrel. Hay namen ruchabah must be very wide. Because magid rama sibur cut and vav, the huad then same thing is betaber ruchabah shesh like kisur. If you have a very wide box that has a covering, if inikavu betzirim, if the cover is not permanent there with hinges, asal nechal b'shabbos, yeah, you would not be able to put the cover on Shabbos. Betaber and sheinu ruchabah kokach, and the box is not, that's not so wide. Mutl chasay said that you're allowed to cover. That's not there's no concern about oil. However, machitzik rasui is because since the partitions are already made. Now, when you move it from this place, to put it somewhere else, then you cover it. That's forbidden in all situations. Because by placing it, that's as if you're making the walls right now with the covering together. To be careful by large parties, where you put the tables on barrels, you have to be careful. That you should turn over the side of the barrel as you continue to page 250. That's open on towards the ground. And says the chayyad, and on the closed side you should put the table, because if not, you're essentially making walls with a covering on the open side that covered with the table. Because he also writes the tish kestel, which is a draw of a table. Shenishbet kulin lashulchan, when the draw totally fell out from the table. Im yesh tevach b'michalol, if there's a depth of a handbreadth in its cavity, aslavzi, now put it back. Shayis oil, because now you're making oil with that draw. The Sharatinos Nunvav says in Sivikit Shachnarch, he a little bit rejects his words, because that's really in the category of what's called Mimal Matu, you're doing top down, which Chazal says is not forbidden. Says the Sharatin, Mibichayodim holds that Dafka Mimal Matu is because that's in an abnormal way. Like Rashi explains over there, which is not the case, but it's not abnormal, that's the way you put the draw back in, that it would be a problem. Because this is Mishnah Berurah. So to a bed that they called, you know, a bench that you sleep on, shesh lekisa has a covering. It's not connected with hinges. In lachzel lekisa, don't put the covering back on. There's a problem about making oil. We don't protest for those who are their customers to be lean regarding all this. They have what to rely on. Whom to rely on? That's him. Das arayv. The Rav Ashba. Shavu'el kamam b'sev kot memtes. Begam das abachen sham. Vayim be'alocha in Divrei Maskil. In Divrei Maskil al pi al koch al kain al pi achabes. Sev kot memtes. So he said that this was all said when the kli is chaser tefach. Klemen up with chain the melee. It's not full. Dimkain, if that's the case, inkan oil el bechasera. There's no oil only when it's missing. Shish my kisa ad mashu betecha kuba tefach. That you have from the covering until what's inside the barrel, that there's a handbreadth. Mashmacha mikra oil, so you're making oil. But if it's not missing anything, so then it's permitted. You're not making any oil. The whatever's inside the barrel goes all the way to the top. So it's not making a cavity of anything. That's the rabbi Vodashbo, which he just referenced just before. The previous of cotton, they hold the b'chol gavni im mechitzah kelim b'shem oil. No, covering a vessel never is a problem about making oil. But also, b'gemam l'chasa kol kuba, and I, the Gemara, said it's forbidden to cover the entire barrel. That's the nation near k'mesham. That's just like it looks like you're sifting, or it's lemur. It means it's kelim b'sanim and apsel, as if you're sifting from the waste matter, like having it settled. But it's appropriate to be strained like the pin of Shulchan Aruch. She does have a shem, which is a pin of many rishonim. Like in different chabes gedol shemayim, a large barrel of water. In lechas is kula b'shabbes k'she'in malei kula. One should not cover the entire barrel on Shabbos if it's not totally full to the top. Which the Sharetzin Ois Nuntes says like the way Tosfos writes the dafka by kuva, which is very wide. And the Sharetzin Ois Nuntes says it was covered from before Shabbos, even a little bit. Then you're allowed to cover the entire thing on Shabbos because that's just adding on to el ari, which is permitted, like we said in Sev Beis. And continues Mishnah Berurah, says, "But no, you can lahalka b'zeh." And those who have the custom of lean regarding this, in the mechazu yadim, we don't protest what they're doing. Shishlam amel lismach, they have what who to rely on. Okay, now like we said before, Masev Sevkat Memches at the end of Sevkat Memches. Be'alacha in Dibri Maskel Kilo Shishla Gag B'chul. Running a canopy that has a roof, etc. So now many Achrayim find difficult explaining what is the Mechaber saying. Look at the Levushi Srod, which the edition number 8 brings that there. He writes that. Explaining this requires further analysis. And so, look at Rambam, what he explains on this. which the Rishon Lakish brings that he writes that stitching is like a lip all around. Says this is also dachik very much because what's enough kmina that it is a stitched lip all around. It says also it's known that the Rambam his way is to verify and to quote the words of the Gemara lahalacha, not to make up new logic with what's not mentioned in the Gemara at all. Now he says, however, according to what Hashem illuminated my eyes in the Pirush Rabbeinu Chanan in the sugya, that from where really all these halachas of the Rambam are quoted from, like whoever looks understands. That these are the words of the Rambam, where it's also written like this of the halacha of the Rambam. It's written like this: Gag roch of tefach, a roof that's a tefach wide. This is now you understand that's also the intention of the Rambam. Also, this is now we can explain the words of Rabbeinu Chanan, and therefore by default we'll understand also the words of Rambam. What he explains the words of Abaye in the Gemara that says that it cannot be even 10 people is going to be forbidden. That is, if it has a gag roch of tefach, where the question is that the Lech HaMishnah asked on the Rambam and answered a question that even if the Gag is not a Rochav Tavach, you make an oil around, should be forbidden. But the truth is, it makes sense, because the Gemara there brings previously Goyd B'chas Chasav Mutlo Tzeis B'Shavos. Rabbeinu Chanan explains that means to say that's hanging on it the strings that you're stretching it out from. Rab says, Loishon Milner in this Elika B'Shnei B'Diyam, two people, but other Mechad is going to be Aser. And that Abaye says that Akil, even 10 people is going to be Aser. And by default, that's one case that's talking about by Goyd, which is the threads. And even so, it's going to be forbidden by Kila. Now, if the sugi is talking about kila that does not have a roof that's with a tefach, why should be aser? And then Rabbeinu Chanan explains that tuman that has a gagrech of tefach, and therefore it's forbidden even when it has threads. And then Rabbeinu Chanan goes to the shirtasi that he holds in the beginning of the sugi that gagrech of tefach does thread don't help. Where Rashi holds in the beginning of the sugi that chutin is mahani by gagrech of tefach, but akach you would have to say over here that there was no chutin kruch in the labim by yim, and therefore you have to explain gagrech of tefach, not like the pirush Rabbeinu Chanan which means threads. Says now you can understand the words of Ram also appropriately, which removes the question of lecha mishnah. At the beginning he writes out night to pareches etc. That according to him it's known in the sifyut beis, which according the Mechaber quotes his Lashon from him, that he holds that Parecha is forbidden to stretch out only when you have threads that are hanging from before Shabbos. And that's what he concludes. But Echad is Aser, and he learns al halach from Goyd b'chas chasav, that also, but there through threads is going to be permitted. And even so, by one person can be forbidden. Or he explains Goyd is Parecha, like the Ran explains according to the Rambam. And therefore, afterwards, and he says that a Kila has a Gag, then it is that a Gag Rach of Tefach, because if not, it wouldn't be considered as a Gag. Then Chud are not effective, as like Abaye says, that because it was not a Gag Rach of Tefach, but sure the threads are effective, he says, that's how Nil on the Barba Ezra Shemizbach explains Shita Zerambam. The Maskab Seyasa Oil Arai, that it's going to be making, if it's going to be elevated from the ground, it's going to be making an Oil Arai. He says, according to what he writes in the beginning, that it has a roof, and even so he writes that it's going to be making Oil Arai. Sounds like from this, like we proved previously from the Shita Zerabin the Chanal, that even by Gag Rachel Tafach, if it has Chot Meshicha, it's only going to be Oil Arai. The Maskab Beged, that a garment that's stretched out on the opening of a barrel don't cover the whole thing. It says, look later on, Simchon Chav and Nishan Berus of Kutman Beis, that a garment that's not made for this, you have to be concerned that you might come through this to schit, to squeezing it out. Even if you don't cover the whole thing, would be forbidden. But he would talk about a garment that's made to cover it, where he's not particular regarding it if it gets soaked in the beverage that's inside the barrel. And that's the Gemara Daf Mem Chesam and Albrecht. Now, in Taz, there is that he would talk about a garment that's not designated for that, and the Redi and Sevin and Siv Chaim already asked him regarding this. Look over there. The Mesal Pia Chavis, which he referenced, look at Mishan Berus at the end of Siv Kutman Mem Ches, where he writes near the name of Chai Adam regarding this schlafbank, this sleeping bench. It says, according to my humble understanding, you could also say that even at a time when it's widened, after that you took off the board from it, is included in the kubah, which Chazal said forbidden to cover the whole thing because it's very wide and it's like an oil. However, since at the time when you're covering the covering above, you already connected the parts and you already made it shorter on its width, so then it's included like a regular bed, which is the bed of the where the mechitzas are made from already from before Shabbos, they're already there, then by covering it, there's no chashash anymore of oil. Some of the deer shoes. Deer shoe number 90. Chaznesh wonders that since you're holding the oil in your hand, so there shouldn't be a problem about oil as the Gemara and Shabbos that Megillah Beis brings. Moreover, oil without mechitzah is not made for sale. It's not forbidden if you make it on pole. So he wonders what's this halacha if Mia had that Mishbur and Sivkot Memdad, Mia Kevel Tevacha, it's going to be oil. Deer shoe number 92. The discussion, how is it permitted to take a pot from a stove on Shabbos? According to the understanding, we're in Sharatzi and Sivkot Laman Alf, that it's forbidden to be Soyser a Gag, even Mechitza were made for me before Shabbos. So, even if you say it's not a problem when you're putting it on, but how are you allowed to take it off? So, someone explains that you could say, Bedoichi, pushing it, that since he's not intending by removing the pot to demolish the oil, it's not considered a Soyser oil. And removing the cloth that the Sharatzi mentioned over there, it's possible that it's talking about where his intention is to demolish the oil, taking apart this that the kids made on the chairs. Moreover, it's possible that removing a pot from a stove is considered like conclusion of the utility of it. And even the pot, the stove is prepared for another pot, and therefore it's not considered as steer oil. However, the truth is, he proves from here that there is no issue to be Seser Gag without Mechitzas, which is not like what we're saying. Dish number 93, if you don't utilize the airspace beneath, Chaznish is inclined that you're allowed to spread out also a very wide roof, for the, because the reason of the issa of making an oil rachav even without mechitzas is because since the oil is very wide, it's considered as if you're making also mechitzas, which because they're very far from each other, and therefore through the roof they're made into one entity, and it doesn't have some other for one utility, which is not the case when you're not using the airspace beneath the oil that's permitted even to make mechitzas. And that's the case, so the width of the oil would not add on, make it and get more forbidden. Now to demolish a wide covering, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says it's also like steers oil. Dish number 94, what's the shear of Rech of Haba very wide? Chaznesh writes that we don't really know that. Mishburut Sukkot Nichas, you see, Al-Kapon, that the width of a regular bed, which is not so wide, is not included in Rech of Haba. Name the Chaznesh, it's broad, that the concern that maybe covering of a bath, the toilet, is considered very wide. And when the hinges of the toilet break, that it requires to tie it with a string. It's also brought in his name that the covering of a regular garbage is not considered including this rach of haber very wide. Dish number 95. It sounds like from the words of Magen Ram that the iser of a covering of a vessel that's very wide it applies even by a designated covering for a kli. That's something from the words of Sifka Lamvav. Not like the way the Taz writes that if the covering is designated for the kli, then you're allowed to put on even when the vessel is very wide. Dish number 96. According to the Chaznish, it's permitted also to move a box with its walls because that's not considered hasamodis mechitzas. And Dish number 97, even to utilize an umbrella that's opened up from before Shabbos, Mashmoy is the words the Chayyadim is that forbidden. Kavachayim brings a machalik to Achrayim, and his conclusion is that one should make that forbidden, which this is really in the Bialacha and Maskal Tefach, that's from the previous day. Dish number 100. Now, the reason that we said that that when you're putting the tables on the barrels, it should be the closed part that you put it on. Now the reason why that putting the barrel in such a way is not considered as making oil, sometimes explains that since it's not possible to utilize what's beneath the barrel, only if you lift it up from the ground, that's not included in making oil, because that itself is making oil. You're upside down barrel. It also adds on to explain that since you're not really changing the actual barrel, you're just turning it upside down. So turning the barrel upside down is like turning a bed upside down, which is permitted, as we brought in Be'alacha previous in Sif Hei. And it concludes that this explanation seems the most appropriate. Chaznish writes that you don't have to be careful regarding this because moving mechitzas that are prepared from their place to another place is not considered as hamadosan, as making them. Moreover, that since his intention is not for the ear space that's in the barrel, so he's allowed to make even four mechitzas. Now, if he's covering a barrel from all sides and his intention is to hide it from people, sometimes holds that according to all opinions is permitted because he's not intending for making oil, and it's not intending for that, it's not considered as a malach at all, and if it's permitted, even though it's psikri, even though it's inevitable. So to a covering that has a handle, the sometimes holds that according to all opinions, he's allowed to cover it with, and like a bar of a dust, that when it has a basic, it has a handle, it's recognizable that it's kalim, and it's not considered in part of binyan. Dish number 101, Chaznish writes, this is the Mishnah we wrote, that you're not allowed to put it back, that you're making oil. We spoke about that this straw that came totally out of the table. If there's a tefach of depth, you're not put it back because you're making oil. Chaznish writes that his words are not understood because you're making mechitzah without a gag. And you're allowed to make a mechitzah right when it's not permitting. Also, when you put it beneath a gag, just like you permit it, because the gag is already there, just like it's permitted to make a fourth wall of a sukkah that's beneath the schach. Rather, he writes that you have to maybe say that it's forbidden because of building that, because of building, because it's not the norm to remove a drawer totally from the table, so putting it back is considered like building. And he concludes, however, since it's loose, you're allowed to put it back, and has a lacha like a menorah shel parakim, like a menorah made out of different parts, you're allowed to put it back in a loose way. According to this, if in the chest it has 40 saw, the Ramah writes in Sim and Shin Yudal Sevav that has a lacha like karka, it would be forbidden to put it back in the drawer, even in a loose way. Explain the Shitz Mishnah Brewer, the Shmuel Arbach explains that a roof that stands different before Shabbos, permitted on Shabbos to bring a mechita beneath it, since that you already utilize a little bit like the roof also beforehand, that there was mechitzas but a shulchan, a table that without the drawer that's beneath it, it's not considered at all like a roof for the airspace beneath it. Comes out that only by putting the drawer are you making a roof with the walls together. Moreover, with this, that he's also bringing the ground that's beneath the roof, that's meaning the ground of the drawer, that causes that the shulchan should be considered as a gag and usser, even if he did not do any action to the table itself. Now, regarding a drawer of a closet, of an armoire, Shlomazam holds that according to all opinions, he's allowed to put it back because since the airspace beneath it is considered as the oil even without it, if that's the case, you're not making a new oil, you're just constricting the oil of what was there already. However, someone puts the upper drawer in the closet that has many drawers, comes out that he's making from one oil to a halim, so therefore it would be forbidden to do that according to the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. Dish number 102, regarding hanging a curtain beneath the schach, for example, to protect for the food items because of the leaves that are falling inside. So Mishnah writes in Tofresh Mem that if you're hanging the sadin within 3 tefachim of the schach, that's not considered as mega oil. And that's what Shartin writes later on, some Tofresh Chav Tes. Shom Zaman explains that the oil that's talking about is the ear space that's beneath the cloth and not the ear space between the cloth and the schach. It's just that when there's no 3 tefachim between the cloth and the schach, it's considered as if the cloth is part of the oil of the schach because of the lacha of lovin, and then we're not making new oil. Not like the way the Machlech Shekel writes that the oil that's talking about is the ear space between the cloth and the schach. And the list of 3 tefachim is not considered as oil. Dish number 1 of 3, the reason for that you don't keep, there's no problem about covering a vessel because of oil, Chaznesh writes that since that's the normal way of using it, it's considered like a door and not like an oil. Dish number 1 of 4, the Mishnah wrote that not to cover the whole thing on Shabbos when it wasn't totally full, this barrel of water. That's not like the way it's written in Sefer Gan HaMelech, that's Davka Chavis of Yain now cover, since wine has a very strong aroma, there's a need for the ear space between the wine and the roof of the vessel. But by water, there's no like utility of making anything, and therefore he says that by water it's not a problem.